This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Rife Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. We're talking about summer nights. And you can't pass a summer night in northern Minnesota without encountering some form of Mother Nature. Everybody loves Mother Nature until they realize how many ways she extracts your blood involuntarily. Now, we've evolved to become mindful of larger animals that could eat us whole. But while we've been worrying about bears and sharks, tiny little animals have been plotting to raid our sweat, our blood, and our skin. It's like Ocean's 11, only we're the casino. This summer in Minnesota, millions of minuscule organisms are getting back together for just one more heist before retirement. I think leeches are the creepiest, but one thing about them is they can't get into your bedroom at night. I think. I hope that's true. Ticks are almost as creepy, but they're quiet. They're sneaky and they carry diseases, but really they're no worse than lawyers. You know, if you strip down and clean up afterward, you'll be fine. Sorry, lawyers. It's a little, you're used to it. But mosquitoes, they're everywhere. An individual mosquito seems like one of the dumbest predators in nature. You know, you can hear it coming. It's a bumbler, a straw with wings. They're about as stealthy as a load of pipes falling onto a warehouse floor. Few sounds, though, compare with the sound of a single mosquito in your bedroom at night. It's an entire self-contained play, and it includes the five parts of drama. First, you've got the exposition. A tired human beds down for the night. A hungry mosquito cleans its proboscis in the drain of the tub. Then, of course, comes the rising action, the subtle buzz building into a wavering crescendo. The human knows that the mosquito comes for blood, but where is it? When will it arrive? This becomes the conflict. Neither the human's sleep nor the mosquito's meal will be possible until resolution. The next stage, of course, is the climax. The mosquito ducks into the ear canal, like the secret hole on the Death Star. No bigger than a womp rat. The human shakes it out and thrashes it out, thrashes off the cover, slap the wall, slap the mattress, hands swinging, shake, shake, a guttural scream, and a final splat. Then, denouement. The action subsides. The human settles back to sleep until the conclusion, which is when another mosquito emerges from the drain, ensuring that this will have a sequel. You know, outside the story is not one mosquito, but clouds of them. People develop different strategies. You know, some pump cubic feet of chemical bug repellent into the air, refusing to stop until their children's eyes start twitching. Some turn into a deep woods version of Chuck Norris, watching the little pests land on their arm until they're almost sated before smashing them into a bloody pulp. And others, of course, just flail about like the wacky inflatable arm guy at the car dealership, just nonstop. So whatever your style is, just keep swatting people. Swat and swat some more, because eventually those skeeters will set in on the deer or the dog, or better yet, perhaps the delicious person sleeping next to you.